Welcome to the Originers Podcast. Have you ever been faced with an opportunity that you felt required you to stretch yourself beyond your capabilities if you wanted to succeed? Maybe it was a chance to get promoted, a new business opportunity in an area you were less experienced, or simply an event you wanted to attend where you felt out of your depth or lacking confidence. These are all types of situations where you might be given the advice to fake it till you make it. In other words, if you pretend to everyone around you that you can do it, they'll believe you while you figure it all out, and by then it'll be real. This is often the advice lapped up by ambitious people who believe in saying yes and figuring out how they'll do it later. Ambition is great, but is faking it? Is it just a harmless strategy for winning in life, or is it fraught with problems? And is there a better way that will help you achieve success without feeling like a fraud? That's what we're going to be finding out the answer to today on the Originers Podcast. Originality is your greatest gift. Every one of us has an original blend of experiences, skills, personality, and values. It all adds up to give you unique potential. Originers tap into the power of their originality to make amazing things happen. Whether they have a personal ambition or are on a mission to make the world brighter. Originers have dreams, passions, and ideas, but most importantly, they take action. When you are an originer, you make the future. Welcome. I'm Loretta Milan, communication expert and host of the Originers Podcast. Why are so many of us tempted to fake it till we make it? Quite simply, it's because it can often seem to get quick results, and who doesn't like a shortcut from time to time? If you're feeling nervous about attending a networking meeting and faking confidence gets you through the door and introducing yourself boldly, it can feel motivating. If you want a promotion and persuading everyone that you're ready, even when you don't feel you are, could land you the job. If someone approaches you about a business opportunity that's slightly out of your skill set, but you convince them that you can do it, you have a greater chance of securing the work. All this sounds great, but there are a few major problems. Firstly, you know the truth, and there will be a constant worry in the back of your mind that at any moment, others will find out too. This can fuel a feeling of anxiety and ignite imposter syndrome, both of which may escalate the longer you feel you are faking it. Being inauthentic can create feelings of distrust with people around you too. How often do you notice that something's not quite adding up regarding people around you or people you see on TV? Do you sense when people are not quite being themselves, even if you're not sure why? Another bad thing about faking it is that it can lead to burnout as you try to compensate for the gaps you feel you have in your skills, your knowledge and your experience, as well as your confidence. Compounding this is that faking it also encourages you to ignore your feelings, so you might not be tuned in to the signals your body is sending you to stop. In short, faking it might get you through some of the doors you desire, but it often doesn't feel good at all. Many people think that this feeling is something you just have to grit your teeth and get through until you make it through the other end and have become the real deal. Then it will all be okay again. But what if I told you there's a much better way, one that helps you to both open doors and succeed while being authentic and feeling great? In fact, there are six things you can do to achieve this. Before I delve into this, how would you like to have a boost of originality every week to help you tap into your greatest potential? Well, we've got something new for you, and best of all, it's free. We've launched the Big O, a weekly message designed to brighten your inbox. It's short but mighty and designed for busy people with big ambitions. Every Tuesday, it comes to you with three things. One great idea or insight, one powerful question to ask yourself, and one simple challenge designed to elevate your week. So if you want to embrace the power of your originality and do amazing things, subscribe to The Big O today at origineurs.com or via the link in the show notes. Okay, so back to today's episode. Let's explore the alternatives to faking it so you can focus on simply making it instead. To do this, we'll take a trip back in time and understand where the concept of fake it till you make it came from, because surprisingly, it has its roots in a really useful idea. Once we know this, we can map out a much better route to success. One of the first to describe the root concept was sociologist Robert K. Merton, who explored the idea of self-fulfilling prophecies. He believed the meaning people assign to a situation affects how they set about it. This meaning or definition becomes their belief, and this can become the outcome. Knowing this helps us get to the heart of the problem of faking it. Every time you do this, you are adopting the belief that something is lacking within you and increasing the probability that this lack will become the outcome. Maybe this belief is that you don't really deserve this opportunity, or that others are more deserving than you, that you're not really good enough, or that others are better than you, that you can't really do this, or that you might fail. This belief can lead to escalating anxiety, cause you to make mistakes, compromise your performance, cause self-sabotage or potential failures. If nothing else, it can be harder to concentrate, perform at your best and even sleep when you are harbouring or trying to bury such beliefs. But how about instead we go back to Robert K. Merton's idea and look at it differently? How about instead of adopting a false identity, you set yourself a goal you believe in, one that you can align your actions with? Your goal and your actions can become the definition that becomes a belief that becomes a successful outcome that you're striving for. This is then no longer about who you need to be or whether you are good enough, but about what you really want, something it's important you believe you deserve to pursue in the timescale that feels right for you. So visualize that goal for a moment. What is it you really want? It could be a job, a business opportunity, or a feeling, or even a situation you want to bring about. There are then 6 things you can do to bring your goal into reality in a way that really feels good and not fake at all. As always, I'll put all of this into the article which accompanies this episode so you can come back and spend time on them later if you're on the move. You can access the article via the show notes. The first step is to ask yourself whether you have what it takes already. I say this because a lot of people doubt themselves when they actually have enough of the ingredients to take the step they need now. They don't actually need to fake it. They actually need to be themselves minus the doubt. So before you consider making any changes, look at the evidence objectively. Do you have what you need already, or do you need something more? If there's something you do feel you need extra, the next step is to get practical. Be realistic about what you need to take that next step. If necessary, do some research. Speak to people who know the field well. Something important to note here is that this isn't about being a perfectionist. You don't need to have every single box ticked to be ready. But what is a minimum you need? Don't forget you can learn along the way. So how can you grow authentically while having momentum rather than forcing yourself into a static position or caving into temptation to reach for your mask to cover the gap? The third step is the underrated payback that planning and preparing brings you. It buys you time and is the best way to quell anxiety. Why spend time worrying when you can prepare for the thing that concerns you? Why wear a mask when the real you could come forward with the answers? Whatever is ahead, think about the skills you may need, any experience that would be helpful, questions that could come up, people you may meet, and so on. Know what you need and put in the practice. Again, this isn't about perfection. You don't need to know and be prepared for absolutely everything. What you are doing is giving the future you the best possible opportunity. The fourth step is to face your fears. If there is something you are afraid of, challenges you are avoiding, or weaknesses that you want to address, face them. Trying to bury them by faking it will only make you feel a fraud, and not being honest robs you of opportunities to put in the practice and ask others for support. When you are open with others about your journey where it is appropriate for you, you open yourself up for support. Maybe you could even ask someone you know who is great in an area where you want to advance if they'll mentor you, or seek out a coach or expert. Equally, if you're worried about something, trying to bury it may cause it to call out louder when you least want it to. Our worries can become bigger when we ignore them. It can help to face your very worst fears honestly. What would you do if the worst happened? What would you do if you forgot your words in a presentation, or didn't know the answer to a question in an area of your expertise, or failed to meet a deadline? It's much better to have a plan, to reach out for support and to take action, than be consumed with worry that eats away at you and stops you performing at your best. And if you do find you're concerned about your levels of anxiety and you're worried about facing your fears, you may want to consult a professional therapist. It can make a tremendous difference having this support. The fifth thing you can do is step boldly and proudly into who you are. A common reason people fake it is because they think someone else is better than them. Usually this is born out of comparison, but the truth is, whatever stage you are at right now, your greatest potential is in your uniqueness, is in your originality. So rather than try and bury your characteristics, see if you can find ways to bring them out, to master being you and get other people on board with that. When you feel confident in who you are, rather than a false persona, people will develop confidence and trust in you. Plus, originality gives you a greater opportunity to stand out in a crowd. The final step to letting go of the temptation to fake it is to keep a track of both the progress and achievements you make as your real self. This fuels belief. And going back to Robert K. Merton, belief creates outcomes, now and into the future. So it's time to stop faking it, start believing in yourself and making great things happen. So, what are the most important takeaways from this episode of the Originers podcast? 1. Many people are tempted to take the advice to fake it till they make it, especially if they are ambitious, because it can feel like a shortcut to securing opportunities and getting results. And initially, it can sometimes lead people to feel like they're winning. 2. The problem with faking it till you make it is it's fraught with problems, as it can lead to feelings of anxiety, fuel imposter syndrome, trigger burnout, and foster distrust. This can all be caused by an underlying belief that you don't really deserve an opportunity, that you're not really good enough, you can't really do it, or you might fail, which faking it will never cure. 3. Rather than create a false identity, a better way is to set yourself a goal you believe in, one that you can align your actions with, and one that you can know that you deserve to pursue in the timescale that's right for you. There are then 6 things you can do to succeed at this without faking it. Look at the evidence objectively, map out the journey, plan, prepare, and put what you need into practice. Face your fears, step boldly and proudly into who you are, and let your achievements fuel your self-belief. And finally, if no one has told you today, I want you to know that I believe in you, that you matter, and that you can do great things. Keep being original. We hope that you found the lessons in this podcast valuable. In the show notes, you'll find a link to the article which accompanies this episode. It includes all of the lessons we've shared with you today. Now is the greatest time to tap into the power of your originality to make amazing things happen. The Originers podcast features expert tips and ideas to help you make the most of your originality, stand out and succeed. You will also enjoy regular inspiration from Originers around the world. They'll open up about how they've achieved great things, got through the challenges, and the most important lessons they've learned. Subscribe now, because Originer, This is your time. You make the future.